The day after the colonials gained their independence, July the 5th. Saturday, July the 5th, the Loyal Company of Town Criers British Town Crying Championships in Alnwick Marketplace. First round at 10 of the clock in the morning and second round at 2 of the clock in the afternoon.
And what's your official name and title?
My official title is Bellman to the Common Council of the Burgess of Alnwick, which is shortened, of course, to Common Bellman. The Burgess of Alnwick being the freeman who traditionally employed me.
So how long have you been town crying for?
Oh, I'm a recycled town crier. I was Fair Bellman from 1983 to 1991. And then I was posted down to Heathrow. And then when I came back in 2002, the Fair Committee asked me if I'd be Fair Bellman again. I said I would like to be Fair Bellman, but I would also like to be Bellman to the town proper. So I approached the Freeman, and in fact I approached the Chamberlain of the Freeman, Jimmy Matteson, from Matteson Decorating there, and said to him, any chance of getting a letter of authority so that I can join the Loyal Company? And he said, yes, I don't think that'll be a problem, John. And I said, well, actually it might be, because I'd done some research, and in 1681 the Freeman passed a law saying that none but Freeman can be Bellman. And Jimmy looked at me and said, I don't remember that. But having said all of that, I did get my certificate of dispensation, and hence I'm now a fully-fledged fellow of the Loyal Company of Town Criers.
So if I was there, it might sound like a slightly stupid question, though, but...
I get lots of those.
Well, you're going to get one now. What do you have to be a town crier? What special attributes?
I think first and foremost you need a sense of humour, because you do from time to time get some hassle, shall we say.
So what other attributes then, apart from a sense of
humour? A big gob. Got to have a big gob, sense of humour, big mouth, perseverance, because it can be a bit of a drag, especially on a wet and windy day like we've got today. But having said that, what warms you up very nicely is talking to nice people.
So can anyone enter this town crier contest, or are the nominations closed?
Nominations are closed, and you have to be a fellow of the Loyal Company. So it's all closed at the end of January.
Now, you look like you're dressed to the nines here, Mr. Stevens. So what's the story of this livery or uniform you're wearing?
Well, all town criers can choose any period in which to select their livery from. I've chosen the period where the Duke's horseman or the Duke's coachman wore a very long coat like this one. There is a split at the back in case I need to jump onto the horse to try and tame it.
Look.
You are, you say. Yeah, I'll be split at the back.
So there is.
Yep. Of course, because of my short stature and my prolapsed chest, I tend to look, when I've got this on, I tend to look like a cross between a Dalek and a Toby jug. But nevertheless, it does the job.
Well, you're dressed in a black hat. Has that got a particular name?
It's a tricorne hat, yes. Three-cornered tricorne.
With a yellow and a blue plume in the top?
Yes, they represent the quills that the town criers used to write their proclamations with.
And underneath, I mean, not right underneath, but just underneath what we have on the top, it also looks like a sort of Buddhist Buddhist scarlet, crimson.
Yes, it was a colour that came to hand when a cape needed to be made, and fortunately it was Nostalgia Designs, the wedding people who provided the cape for me.
And underneath you've got this magnificent blue tunic.
Yes, it's blue and gold, which of course are the town colours.